proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bratz, and it's my delight to be with you today. In the studio, we have the pleasure of having Brother Joe Peter Nicor, who's from the Philippines. So, mabuhay, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you again for the opportunity to be here through the broadcast.
Wonderful. On our last program, Brother Joe, you were talking to us about how the To the Jew First movement got started in the Philippines about 10 years ago officially through the efforts of the late Pastor Mandy Nakalanisan, and now you are in a great way involved in that ministry. This ministry has grown, though, not just in the Philippines, but other places of Southeast Asia. I think this is a fascinating story. Share with us how this movement has grown beyond the Philippines.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Aaron. And Jewish missions in the Philippines is quite rough sailing also, but we are thankful that Jesus is in the boat. And someone said, why Jewish missions in the Philippines? There are not much Jews here. And my simple answer is there are no Jews in Indonesia or Malaysia, but there is hatred for the Jewish people. And so, by the grace of God, the movement grew. And as Ab said, we have 600 churches and individuals who are supporting the movement. And one of the interesting character of Pastor Mandy is his persistence to share Jewish missions to everyone. And the impact of Jewish missions went beyond Pastor Mandy. And every pastors and missionaries that will come and visit his church will not go away without a dose of Jewish missions. He would spend hours and hours in personal lecture, even until the wee hours of the night. Thus, these missionaries went to foreign field with a heart for Jewish people. Although through these missionaries, Jewish missions has reached the foreign land. There are supports coming from Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Myanmar, all the way to Nepal, Indonesia, and other countries where there are Filipino missionaries that are starting their work there. They always plant this idea of supporting Jewish missions. And also, I would like to share, Brother Aaron, concerning my experience here in the training of the responses or the blessings that missionaries speak about, the support from the Philippines and from other areas. A lady missionary, I think from Mexico, with a teary eye, spoke of how our peso has been a great blessing to Mexican missionaries reaching the Jews in their area. She goes on to say that it may seem little here in America, but in Mexico, it means a lot. And another missionary from Ukraine shared a prayer card of a Ukrainian missionary, how they were affected by our financial sacrifices. As well as a Jewish missionary from Florida said, small support from the Philippines collectively turns to be a big help. And so, as I have said, how I wish that every Filipino pastor can come to the focus and listen and hear how the movement in the Philippines is really been a part of this worldwide movement. And once again, thank you, Brother Aaron, for the opportunity to be here and to be part of the program.
Well, again, we've had the privilege of having Brother Joe Peter Nicor from the Philippines. His passion is To the Jew First, and that's being carried on to over 600 churches and individuals in the Philippines. But again, as he said, it's spreading. He's had opportunities to go to Cambodia, to Vietnam, to other places around Southeast Asia, and those churches are catching the burden to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to reach Jewish souls as well. So, Brother Joe, on our next program, I want you to come back and tell us a little bit about the developments that's going on in Papua New Guinea. This is a fascinating story of how God is working there in the midst there, promoting the cause of Jewish missions. Again, we've had Brother Joe Peter Nicor from the Philippines. So, salamat, my brother.
Thank you, and salamat din po.
Welcome, and it's so good again to have you with us today. And if you want to find out more about what God is doing in the Philippines, simply contact us here at ibjm.org for more information about that. Thank you for joining us today. I invite you to be back again next time as we discuss further the importance of Jewish missions. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.